The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Avra Lewis from North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. Our first article today is from Shining Star section of Essence. The seventh Shining Star is called the Crown Act. The Crown Act is now law. Black women have long faced discrimination in the workplace and other settings for wearing our natural hair, which makes the passage of California's Crown, which stands for Creating a Respectful and Open Workplace for Natural Hair, Act so monumental. The bill, sponsored by the Crown Coalition of Dove, the National Urban League, Color of Change, and Western Center on Law and Poverty, was brought to the California State Senate floor by State Senator Holly J. Mitchell. It was passed unanimously in June and was signed into law on July 3, 2019. According to Dove's research, Black women are 80% more likely than other women to change their natural hair to meet social expectations at work. And locks, braids, and Bantu knots were ranked lowest for job readiness. California is the first state to address the issue in a tangible, institutional way. The eighth shining star, Harris County Black Girl Magic. 19 Black women in Harris County, Texas, joined forces in 2018 to run for judgeships. They campaigned collectively under the banner Harris County Black Girl Magic and won. In January 2019, the 17 newly elected and 2 re-elected judges were sworn into office. Consisting of all Democrats, the ladies made history by becoming what's believed to be the largest group of Black women judges to be elected simultaneously in the country's history. Black Girl Magic can now be found in civil, criminal, family, and juvenile courts all over the state's largest county, which includes the city of Houston. The ninth shining star. A young Black woman was finally set free. Centoya Brown was only 16 years old when she was convicted and sentenced to life in prison for robbing and killing a 43-year-old man who had picked her up for sex at a Sonic drive-in in Nashville. After serving 15 years, Brown was granted clemency in January. By then, Governor of Tennessee Bill Haslam, like Alice Marie Johnson, a Black woman whose life sentence for a first-time drug offense was commuted 6 months earlier, Brown has become an author and activist who is lending her voice to the cause of prison sentencing reform. The Over-Explainer. When sharing good vibes only can save your life. In a tough world, you might just need to reevaluate how you create and manifest joy. I've always envied people who seem to stroll through life as if they are cosmetic forces of light, effervescent breaths of fresh air, committed to extolling positivity all the time. I am not that person. Though I'm trying to be, but it's hard, almost impossible, to authentically project favorable energy into the world when one is suffering inside. Expressing nothing but happiness under such circumstances is not only a lie, but it's also exhausting. Thankfully, my therapist taught me everything in moderation except joy. As I looked back over my life, I began to understand that my joy, indeed, my very existence, depends on me inhaling goodness unapologetically. That's because for me, and for many Black women, stress is ever present, a silent and stealthy killer when it's not addressed. I know I've suffered my unfair share of it, simply living while Black, as lovely and rewarding as that can be, means that worry lurks around too many corners, which often leaves us stealing ourselves for the worst. This is why embracing good vibes only, no matter how much of a buzz phrase that has become, is absolutely necessary to stay alive. But what does good vibes only mindset look like? Well, it doesn't always resemble a storybook, but it's always real. Extending good vibes means that we as Black women acknowledge one another. It means we say, I see you. I understand your struggle. I'm right there in it with you. The practice is first and foremost about offering support. I am not ashamed to admit that it took me years to realize that the world beyond my window would never cure my anxiety. How could it, when so much of that angst has come from being a large-bodied Black woman navigating an anti-Black, anti-fat society? Yet I thought if I could just pretend to be happy, I would be eventually. I really believed that if I could focus solely on what felt good to me, seeing crystal clear waters, hearing children's laughter, chatting with my mama, and drinking dirty iced chai lattes, I could somehow conquer society's message that I was atypical. However, faking it doesn't always help you make it. Instead, the approach led to strife in my personal relationships because I was walking around trying to muster up phony feelings when I was actually running on empty. The toxins poisoning my spirit like exhaust fumes. Sisters, we can't survive on empty for long. We'll soon find ourselves gasping for air. That's why I'm taking ownership of my good vibes, and that starts with loving and being kind to myself rather than waiting for others to say I'm worth it. I'm pouring good vibes into myself so that what goes out into the world from me will be that light spirit, that effervescent breath of fresh air I've always longed to exhibit. Let's take that healing breath of goodness together, sisters. We all deserve it. Now we're moving along to the power players section, and the article is titled The Lion's Share. Chris Lyons, a Silicon Valley boy wonder, is helping Black cultural influencers place big bets on Black tech. Chris Lyons is on the road late Friday afternoon when he hops on the line for our interview, one of many calls he'll take before winding down the day. We're just getting started, he says, chuckling with the energy of optimism and hustle that one would expect from a 30-something techie rolling into his next round of conversations with multi-millionaire investors. But Lyons is not your hoodie-wearing tech bro archetype. Quite the opposite. He's used to his savvy shift Silicon Valley's perception of what African-American founders and aspiring technologists are capable of when their talent is seen and cultivated with capital. Late last year, Lyons engineered the development of a fund within the Andreessen Horowitz venture capital firm, giving birth to the Cultural Leadership Fund, CLF, an $18 million investment by cultural influencers who are changing the world and enabling access to careers in technology for marginalized groups. And he brought the cavalry of cultural influencers right along with him, counting notable black female powerhouses like Shonda Rhimes, Jada Pinkett Smith, Edith Cooper, board member of Slack and Etsy, Robin Washington, chief financial officer of Gilead Sciences, Glenda McNeil, an executive at American Express, Shelley, board member of Verizon, and other movers and shakers as key investors. The fund aims to connect the greatest cultural leaders in the world with the best new technology companies while enabling more African Americans to enter the technology industry. Since its inception, CLF has invested in 39 countries and counting. CLF has invested in 39 companies and is counting, with each deal flowing through the rigorous procedures of addressing Horowitz and creating a mission-driven process that Lions calls African American Forward. Ultimately, Lions is precept in shaping a closed-loop ecosystem solution to help African Americans become well-equipped entrepreneurs, leaders in job creation, and investors in their own products and people. Lions Fund joins those of Arlen Hamilton's Backstage Capital, Dennis's New Voices Fund, and even corporate sector funds like Comcast Ventures Catalyst Fund, which is run by K Bond, built over the past 5 years. The funds share a common goal to ensure that more venture capital dollars reach aspiring business owners from underrepresented backgrounds. These are African-American entrepreneurs, but before they're African-American, they're exceptional at their business, explains Lyons. Citing recent investments he's made in founders like Aman, MD, CEO of Incredible Health, which uses technology to allow hospitals to hire permanent nurses efficiently. My brain is always thinking about where the future is going, says Lyons. I'm always asking, how can we continue to add value to an ecosystem and ultimately bring thousands of young professionals and beginners into technology? Lyons' resume wouldn't lead one to assume that the Atlanta area native would be a natural to lead the charge in the world of venture capital. Yet he's mastered the power of reinvention, taking a not-so-obvious path to his role as partner in the fund under Horowitz. Early in his career, Lyons interned at So-So Death Records with Jermaine Dupri, performing tasks to keep the studio running smoothly. On Sundays, he reported for service as a church usher. As his love for music, culture, and technology grew, he tried his hand at the entrepreneurship a few times before making his way to Silicon Valley, where he found himself rubbing elbows with tech billionaires and serving as chief of staff at one of the top venture capital firms in the country. After nearly a decade-long journey to his current perch, Lyons remains steadfast in his belief in culture and technology as answers to the storms blacks may face in the present and future, as automation disproportionately displaces African Americans from traditional workplaces. Lyons is building an ecosystem he hopes will continuously feed African American talent, founders, and investors, and ultimately the culture at large. The negative stats just make people afraid for their job, rather than letting people know that in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., there are a growing number of black tech workers, and students are 1.5 times more likely to be interested in learning computer science, says Lyons. Through the fund, He aims to create a pipeline of nonprofit networks and companies, helping to connect them with African American talent. As part of his plan, all fees associated with the management of the fund will be donated to a select group of nonprofits like Christina Lewis Halpern's All-Star Code, which works to increase diversity in technology. You can either let the storm come or provide resources for people to make their own way and empower them, Lyron says. That's our take. We're betting on exceptionalism and finding exceptional talent. And we're teaching people where these industries are going. Now we're focusing on the money management section. 2020 vision, how to take control and get ahead in the new year. One of the most exciting things about 2020 is that it heralds the start of a new decade, not just a new year, which makes planning ahead feel more significant than usual. While right now is always the best time to make meaningful changes in our financial lives, if you're someone who thrives on symbolic beginnings, you can use the first quarter of the next year to refresh your financial outlook or blast forward with plans you've already been considering. We've got some ideas to get you started. Break up your linked savings account and checking account. The label savings account can often be a misnomer. After all, national interest rates for standard savings accounts average around 0.09%, barely anything at all. But you can bolster your attempts to build a nest egg by opening an online savings account that's not linked to your checking. If your savings account is connected to your checking account, the first thing I would say you should do is to close it, says Ashley M. Fox, founder and financial education specialist at Empiffy. Instead, open an online savings account that's detached from your checking account. This can help save you more money because you won't have a quick and easy access to it. Online savings banks don't have brick and mortar locations, and the accounts typically take a few days for deposits to post, meaning there's more time for you to reconsider a non-emergency withdrawal. Plus, interest rates for online savings accounts are higher. At the moment, Alibank has an annual percentage yield of 1.8%, while at Barclays it's 1.9%. Visit sites such as NerdWallet, BankRate, or ValuePenguin to research which online bank might be your best fit. Let technology work for you. Financial apps are great for several reasons. For one thing, if you have several accounts, credit cards, checking and savings, retirement, synchronizing everything into an app can be an excellent way to observe your day-to-day cash flow patterns and overall financial outlook. These applications can also make saving for specific goals more structured. Both Credit Karma, creditkarma.com, and albert.com allow users to check their credit scores as frequently as needed and offer practical tips to help you make wise choices when it comes to your financial health. Capital One has a CreditWise app that's available for free for anyone over 18 with a Social Security number, not just its customers. CreditWise includes such features as free weekly credit score tracking, information about how your score is being calculated, and a look at how much available credit you have. Mobile banking apps offered by various institutions are also very popular, and you should make sure using every benefit they provide. Comparison shop often. In choosing how to spend your money, don't feel obligated to be a loyal customer. There's no such thing as a one-stop shop for me, says McHelia Jameson Beamon, an attorney based in Elmont, New York, who is passionate about big savings. I will switch stores the second another company offers a better price, gives me more perks, or allows me to capitalize on an existing reward. Cross-checking prices is the key. At the beginning of the year, sit down with your billing statements from previous 3 to 6 months and examine your spending habits. Be sure to include months that aren't holidays and don't have special occasions, as that will provide a good indication of your spending habits. Once you learn what your regular, necessary purchases are, you can cross-check their price points more easily. Create rules and invest in yourself. Paying for convenience like Seamless and Uber Eats can make day-to-day budgeting a struggle. If you're in that boat, Fox suggests establishing a rule for yourself. Every time you spend money on such conveniences, save and invest an additional amount that is half of what you just paid out, she says. If you go to Starbucks today and spend $5, that means you need to take an additional $2.50 and save it. Or if you go out and buy lunch today and it costs $10, you need to set aside $5 in your investment account. Moving forward, she says, you'll either save and invest a lot of money or you'll stop spending so much on food. Don't be afraid to turn to the experts. While talking to your friends about money is a great way to get tips and hacks, seek out affordable experts who can help you get your bearings and make a plan. Some local financial advisors, like Financial Gym in New York City, offer complimentary initial consultations. Several states also have a Department of Consumer Affairs that can provide free financial counseling on debt reduction, student loans, business versus personal accounts, and more. Additionally, some public libraries host free financial workshops, which may include referrals for one-on-one financial counseling through local organizations. Many libraries also offer free career services, from resume reviews to counseling on how to navigate unemployment or transition into a new field. Spaces fill up quickly, so check out the calendar at the beginning of the year and start planning now. Okay, moving along to entrepreneurship. Is Atlanta the next Black business hub? When Keisha Lance Bottoms was elected in 2017 to lead one of America's largest, most storied southern cities, the lawyer and longtime public servant outlined her vision of One Atlanta. A 49-year-old wife and mother of four, Bottoms believes that the metropolis of 498,000 souls should not only be an affordable, resilient, and equitable place, but it should also be a national model for both commerce and compassion. I grew up in Atlanta, and most people in my family owned a business, says Bottoms, a third-generation Atlantan. My mother owned a hair salon, my grandfather owned his business, and my uncles did too. So that was the norm in my family. Yet, the family's businesses didn't really survive for future generations. That's the story of so many African American businesses and small businesses, she reflects. They may exist day to day, but no real structure is in place to make sure that they're lasting and profitable. One way her administration hopes to change that paradigm is via Invest in Atlanta, the economic development arm of the city. Its mission is to advance Atlanta's global competition global competitiveness by growing a strong economy, building vibrant communities, and increasing economic prosperity for all Atlantans. Eloise Clementic, PhD, is Invest Atlanta's president and CEO, and the mayor serves on its board. We have found great success attracting Fortune 500 companies to the city, says Bottom. But I think the area that could stand to be improved tremendously are small businesses and minority and women-owned businesses. To that end, Mayor Bottoms and Invest Atlanta have announced sweeping projects of many types, including affordable housing, job creation, and neighborhood revitalization. Invest Atlanta helped to create more than 10,800 new jobs in the city in 2018 and generated $1.6 billion in new capital investment that year. Noting the city's status as a major hub for music and film, the mayor also touted opportunities in those fields. We have what's called a Creative Industries Loan Fund through Invest Atlanta, she says. It's for the creatives, meaning it's not just for people who have the technical skills, but also for people who are creating the content. She adds that the city is working with Atlanta Technical College to make sure that there is a training pathway and a trained workforce in the city so that people aren't having to come from other places to fill these jobs. The focus on minority opportunity is vital because, as Bottoms explains, Atlanta has one of the largest income gaps in the country. So, while we see all of the glitz and glamour, all these things that are happening on social media, there's another part of our city that we must be mindful of, she says. It's why we're making sure that our communities are informed and that everyone can raise their level of expectation. These resources are available to all our communities, not just some. The next article is titled The Receipts. Bag Secured, Money Lessons from Cardi B. The rapper, actress, and personality is absolutely intentional when it comes to her career and finances. At only 22, Cardi B had saved up to $35,000 from exotic dancing, and it's clear she's prioritized her wealth ever since. Well, we have run out of time for today's Ebony episodes. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen again next time. My name is Avery Lewis, and I'm reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. You have been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.